is a gift.
The Dutch Steffen Good Day program. It's Tuesday, the 6th of May. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? In this hour of the Good Day program, you can focus in with us by going to facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day to send input. Doug@DougSteffen.com is fine. This is the in-depth hour of the program in which we take four or five different items, some of them serious, most of the time pretty serious, day-to-day news talk information stuff, and trail it just a bit. Starting off in the conversation in this half hour of Good Day, the focus on the Supreme Court decision yesterday. They ruled that the Constitution allows town boards to start their sessions with prayers. The ruling was a 5-4 vote, dividing the court's more conservative members from the liberal ones, and the opinions reflected pretty different views on the role of faith in public life, in contemporary society, and the founding of the Republic. Justice Kennedy, writing for the majority, said that a town in upstate New York had not violated the Constitution by starting its public meetings with a prayer. The prayer was delivered mostly always Christian, sometimes used sectarian language. Prayers were ceremonial, served to signal the solemn occasion that they presented or prepared the folks in the room for. The ruling cleared the way for prayers before meetings of local governments around the nation. Not much supervision involved in that. The decision built on one from 1983, allowing prayers at the start of legislative sessions. The two sides disagreed about whether town board meetings, which include not only lawmakers and spectators, but also many times citizens seeking to do business with the local government. And so is this different than a legislative session? Supreme Court said nope, or at least the majority did. Justice Kennedy said the prayers in both settings were meant to lend gravity to the occasion and reflect values long a part of our heritage. Justice Kagan said in dissent, the town's practices could not be reconciled with the First Amendment promise that every citizen, no matter what his or her religion, owns an equal share in the government. She said the important difference between the 1983 case and the new one was the town meetings involved participation by ordinary citizens. She did not propose banning prayer. She said only requiring officials to take steps to ensure that opening prayers are inclusive of different faiths rather than always identified with a single religion. Town officials in Green, New York, which is near Rochester, by the way, said members of all faiths and atheists are welcome to give the opening prayer. In practice, however, most all of the chaplains are Christian. Some prayers are explicitly sectarian, with reference to Jesus on the cross in some circumstances. A couple of town residents sued the town, saying the prayers ran afoul of the First Amendment's prohibition of government establishment of a religion. Said the prayers offended them and, in Justice Kennedy's words, made them feel excluded and disrespected. But Justice Kennedy said the relevant constitutional question was not whether they were offended. He said, quote, adults are encouraged often to encounter speech they find disagreeable. Legislative bodies do not engage in impermissible coercion, mainly by exposing constituents to prayer they would rather not hear and in which they need not participate. Justice Kennedy said tradition starting with the first Congress supported the constitutionality of ceremonial prayers at the start of sessions. Both houses of Congress have appointed and paid for official chaplains without interruption since the beginning of our government, pretty much. Legislative prayer, he says, is a practice that was accepted by the framers and has withstood the critical scrutiny of time and political change. In a long footnote, Justice Kagan disputed the assertion, saying some of the most prominent members of the founding generation, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, took pains to keep sectarian language away from public life. The demand for neutrality among religions is not a product of 21st century political correctness, but of the 18th century. Justice Kennedy and legislative said that legislative prayers may have sectarian content and need not be addressed only to a generic God. He said that it would be perilous for courts to decide when prayers crossed a constitutional line and become impermissibly sectarian. Chief Justice Roberts, Justice Alito, joining Justice Kennedy's opinion, with Justice Scalia and Clarence Thomas in on it as well. So the town has won, I suppose, a case. The citizens have not. So what say you on this? 888-302-3684. We'll have comments, I'm sure, not only here, but through the balance of the Morning on the Good Day program. Meanwhile, another discussion coming up about another important court decision that's coming right up. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Tuesday morning.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is.
Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty busted mask if we're supposed to.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm as well. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Judge Lynn Edelman of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Wisconsin earlier this week struck down Wisconsin's law requiring voters there to produce a photo ID at polling places. All right, so we've had this argument before. Let's see if we can work it through. Hans von Spakovsky is a gentleman who's familiar with voter ID laws. And so, as a matter of fact, he's been on the Federal Election Commission, so he has a great insight into this. Hans, happy to have you here. What's the essence of this decision in your mind?
Well, it's actually a very arrogant decision because the judge came to the exact opposite conclusion of the U.S. Supreme Court. And in fact, he basically said that he really didn't have to follow the precedent of the U.S. Supreme Court, which, as you know, is not the way things are supposed to work in federal court. And the reason I say that is, look, Indiana, which is a neighboring state to Wisconsin, they put in a photo ID law 8 years ago. That case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court said it's perfectly constitutional, and yet this judge comes to the opposite conclusion. And look, there's no question that this is a temporary win for opponents of voter ID, but I don't think it's a win that's going to last as it gets appealed up through the federal courts.
All right, so then why did judges make these decisions when they know they aren't going to hold?
Well, you know, he spends 90 pages going through and trying to justify his decision. Why did he do it? Well, look at his background. He was a Democratic state senator for, I think, 20 years. Before that, he was a Legal Aid Society lawyer. It's very clear.
So he's not using the law. He's using politics to make the decision, which is a criticism that more and more, all up and down our system, has become relevant, whether it's the Supreme Court, which is violating all kinds of things that are constitutional because of the political ramifications. Same thing, obviously, going on federal courts and jurisdictions all across the country. So how do we ever fix this? Is it gone? Is our system lost because it's broken? This is a perfect example of it being broken.
Well, unfortunately, it is. And President Obama is making things much worse. I mean, if you look at all of the many judges that he has nominated over the past 6 years of his term, you're getting a lot of people into the federal judgeships around the country who really don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in following the law. They have a liberal ideology, and they want to put it in.
That's unfortunately, there's argument to be made on the other side as well. You can make that argument about Obama and make it stick, but you can also make the argument about Bush and make it stick. As long as I can remember, and I've been around for probably longer than you have, I can now, it goes back to, I think, maybe I was thinking about Father Bush, but he was pretty even-handed. The appointments to various, whether it's the Supreme Court, well, maybe it was Daddy Bush, because there was a lot of stuff about Clarence Thomas, and it had nothing to do with Anita. It just had to do with, you know, the bias that was so obvious with these people. And you can look at some of the appointments that have been made to judgeships all over the country, whether it's federal, whether it's state. At least when you have a judge that's elected to a jurisdiction, you know what his or her bias is, and if you want to vote for him because of the bias. But the point is, I'm getting to the flaw here. It is not based on the law. It's based on some political interpretation of the law, and it ought not to be that. It wasn't always that way.
Well, no, it wasn't. But look, that's what's being taught, unfortunately, in law schools across the country.
Right. Okay, so the law schools are part of the problem. I think you're right there. But to get to the basic bottom line here, here's another example of people with any kind of common sense say to themselves, what the hell are you talking about? You can't produce a photo ID that proves it's you? That means you, Hans von Spakovsky, could walk in to the voting place where I vote in Massachusetts and say, I'm Mr. Stefan, and I'm going to take a ballot and vote. They don't know. How do they know who I am?
That's right. And look, Wisconsin, just like every other state that's put in one of these, put in a provision that said, look, if you don't have an ID, you'll get one provided for free. And yet this judge decided that, well, it's just too much of a burden for somebody to have to go down and get a free ID. Look, this case has gotten a huge amount of publicity. But look, just 2 months ago, another federal district court judge, which is, you know, the same level of court in Tennessee, actually upheld Tennessee's
That shows how silly the system is, how broke it is. The judge said blacks and Latinos are disproportionately likely to live in poverty. If you live in poverty, you can't drive to get a photo ID. What a bunch of lot. Ugh. All right, Hans, thank you. Hans von Spakovsky with some thoughts on the Wisconsin voter law.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Let's have some fun and a musical memory or two or three or four or five, since we'll spend the next few moments going back to this year, to this date in the year 1985, with some pop music remembrances, starting with, in the top five that week, Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok, one of the dumbest, silliest songs.
Yeah, but doesn't this song just sound like the 80s to you?
Yeah, it does. Very early 80s.
Very 80s.
Right. Crank it up there, Evan. I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine. So, was this recorded in some specially sanctioned studio? What do you know about this, Kenny?
Not that I know of. It was part of a soundtrack to Chess. But I don't remember any special circumstances.
Yeah. All right. So there we are, twisting and turning around through the music of Murray Head. And this is a one-hit wonder guy, too, right? Is this a group or one person? I don't remember anything about this song.
Could be anything.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Who cares?
I think this was it.
We're spending too much time. No memories much here. Let's see if we go to DeBarge.
Yeah, you're talking.
Got some music and some memories here. Number four for this week in 1985. El DeBarge. Family, brothers, sisters. What do you remember from this era?
I was a little kid, I liked to do dances and perform them for my poor mother who had to watch them.
Yeah, right.
And this one, I had like a total choreographed routine that I could do over and over again. This was the one that I actually like memorized and could redo over and over. Sure. It involved throwing my hands up in the air, a couple of jumps here and there.
I like good exercise.
Oh, it was great.
Great exercise. All right, so DeBarge and Rhythm of the Night, number four this week in 1985, which now brings us up to number three. English group Simple Minds. Don't you forget about me. Crank it up, Evan. Pretty typical sound, good pop sound for the mid-80s. What else did these people have, Kenny, do you remember?
They had a string of hits, but this was their biggest one. This was in the movie The Breakfast Club.
What movie?
The Breakfast Club.
Oh, right. Yeah. He's got a director who died. Don't you forget about me, Simple Minds, number three, during this week, 1985. Here's one that we confused with a holiday song. This song, Bumped Off by Madonna, had been number one for 4 weeks in a row. USA for Africa, during this week in 1985, money-raising song. this is a tearjerker from the get-go. No matter what you think about pop music, you couldn't listen to this and not be emotionally connected to the effort. Crank it up here, Evan. Everybody get it. We are the ones to make the world brighter and brighter day, etc., etc. It's fun to listen to this and just pick out all the singers. All right, that's, this was a great cultural experience during that year. Number one, this week in 1985.
Another good one.
Yep. Good. Does she still perform these hits when she's out on the road?
She probably does a few,
yeah.
I haven't seen her in concert.
I haven't either, but I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
Who are you? Crazy for you, Jennifer.
Oh, thanks, Daddy.
I wouldn't say I'm crazy for Kenny him, but crazy. Crazy. I just am crazy.
There you go. Just all around crazy.
Now listen, anybody who lives the way I do, I'm told, or goes at whatever the pace is that I go, people something. But a fun way of being, and why not?
The wind. A little crazy.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. So there they are, top five songs this week in 1985 here on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262. Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, Afrin.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems?
Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Stepping back again with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is our in-depth hour, the Tuesday morning get-together. I'm looking at some of the things in discussion mode here, and I kind of want to lighten it up a little bit before we get into sort of a law and order segment with a couple of different stories about things that have impacted a number of people's lives, pretty tough stories. So let's go back. Turn back the pages of time a couple of days, those thrilling days of the weekend when the White House Correspondents' Dinner was held Saturday night. The President of the United States with his sometimes nemesis, sometimes people who are not necessarily his fans, the news correspondents, people that work for the various networks, radio, television, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, are there to have a good time pretty much at everybody's expense. So the president laughed quite a bit himself, took a few jabs here and there. Here he is laughing about CNN's Malaysian airliner coverage.
I want to thank the White House Correspondents Association for hosting us here tonight. I am happy to be here, even though I am a little jet-lagged from my trip to Malaysia. The lengths we have to get CNN coverage these days. They're still searching for their table.
All right, here the president jokes about an American winning the Boston Marathon.
Just last month, a wonderful story, an American won the Boston Marathon for the first time in 30 years. Which was inspiring, and only fair since a Kenyan has been president for the last six.
All right, so the reference is we're listening to the president at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Things are so serious this hour, I've got to lighten things up a little bit for a couple of moments. Here's the president laughing about Fox.
And speaking of conservative heroes, the Koch brothers bought a table here tonight, but as usual, they used a shadowy right-wing organization as a front. Hello, Fox News. I'm just kidding. Let's face it, Fox, you'll miss me when I'm gone. It will be harder to convince the American people that Hillary was born in Kenya.
And here, the president expresses some sympathy for John Boehner.
And I'm feeling sorry, believe it or not, for the Speaker of the House as well. These days, the House Republicans actually give John Boehner a harder time than they give me. Which means orange really is the new black.
All right, so a little light fare to get us started in this half hour of the Doug Good Day program. Now back to the serious discussions of the issues of the day. A couple of trials, a couple of cases in the news. First, an international case before we get to a domestic case. A defense witness in the murder trial of Oscar Pistorius told the court yesterday she feared that Mr. Pistorius would shoot himself with a gun he had used to kill his girlfriend. Caprice Vigeon and her father, the manager of the upmarket Pistorius housing complex, were first on the scene after Mr. Pistorius shot his girlfriend. She said she feared Pistorius might use the gun that he had left upstairs to kill himself after emergency services staff asked him to fetch the already dead dead girl's identification. I was scared he might shoot himself, she told the court. I couldn't hear him. I called out to him, kind of hurrying up to get to him. His defense, Pistorius' defense, hinges on his assertion that he heard a noise in the middle of the night, thought it was an intruder climbing into the bathroom window, so he shot. When he heard another noise coming from the toilet, he fired again, thinking the intruder was behind the door. The young lady was there, and she was hit by three of the four bullets. State argues Pistorius killed her deliberately. He was enraged because they'd had a fight. This witness was the second defense witness called, taking the stand after her father gave basically the same testimony, painting a picture of Pistorius as a broken man. And this just after the killing of the young lady, he was torn apart, broken, desperate, pleading as he prayed for his girlfriend to stay alive. Earlier, the father described the telephone call he'd received in the middle of the night from Pistorius, telling him the father, that he had killed his girlfriend by mistake. The plea was for him to come upstairs. He said, I shot Reva. I thought she was an intruder. Please, please come quickly. I'm looking at this and sort of thinking to myself, okay, what does this all mean? This is Doug Steffen and my asking. If this guy's convicted of murder, he'll go to prison for life. Aren't there enough doubts in your mind listening to some of this stuff? We're not there. I guess we don't necessarily see the body language. We hear the words. We read the coverage of it. But I'm just thinking that it seems to me, and of course, remember, the South African courts don't follow what the American system is all about. This is not the same kind of court proceeding. There's no jury here. The judge is all there is between him and all those years in prison. So under the circumstances, it seems to me that she has lots of power. He's just... There's good and bad in all of this, as far as I'm concerned. We're learning a good lesson, for sure. But it seems to me, if this were in America, I guess maybe I'd wonder. Would you wonder, if you were on a jury that had to listen to all of this, and you were asked to make a decision watching him? I mean, we've seen all this on television, his fear, his sobbing. And then people say, he's just faking it. Is that true? How do you know that? Yeah, I mean, would you like to have the fate of this man in your hands, as that single person, that single judge does? What a difference in systems, huh? Think about it. And then, of course, there's the whole business of his notoriety and how he made it, because he hadn't had any lower legs. I think they were amputated when he was a baby, if I remember the story correctly. All right, so that's the update on the Pistorius trial. Now, we're going to spend some time with one of the people from one of our affiliates, Scott Fredericks, who's on the station in Billings, Montana, after this program is on, had a conversation with me on that famous or infamous Montana rape case that's been in the news the last week or so. So that conversation coming right up here on Good Day.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency?
as you realized there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790. Eating too much? Eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position, can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
16 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Friday morning, Jennifer and Ken and I have Scott Fredericks with us, who is the host in the morning after our program gets off the air on Newstalk 730 KYAA in Billings, Montana. He's here to talk with you about the Montana State Supreme Court vacating this 30-day sentence handed down in August to the former Billings senior high school teacher. I'm very confused when I read this, Scott. This story has ramifications for all kinds of reasons. I suppose we ought to start with the heinous crime that he was accused of and then found guilty of, and then what happened to this girl. And the results of the hearing and the decision are, I just am very confused by all this. So thanks for coming on to try to explain it and to make it relevant to the rest of the people listening around the country. To Good Day.
Well, good morning, Doug. Well, this story goes back to about the year 2008. This gentleman was a school teacher at one of our schools here in Billings, and basically he had sex with this 14-year-old girl, and the 14-year-old girl spoke up, and of course then it was going to go to trial. Stacy was going to, it was up on 3 different counts of sexual intercourse and this and that, and then the girl committed suicide. She was only 14 years of age. So when it was going to be going in front of the court, the prosecutors felt they did not have a good enough case to make it roll without the, you know, the prime witness and this and that. So they sentenced him to a three-year program where he couldn't have, you know, any contact with minors and this and that. And he broke that. So then they, of course, took that off the table and they went back to court. And the judge Todd Baugh, basically said the guy didn't deserve 15 years, but gave him 31 days and suspended one of them. And he only had to spend 30 days in the Montana State Prison. And I tell you, that was such a huge deal here in Billings. It was an uproar. People were just angry. They were picketing. They were asking for the judge's resignation. And part of the whole deal, too, in the sentencing, the judge says the girl was as much in control of the situation as the teacher was. So that when he said that statement, that just people just went berserk.
Well, now I kind of excuse me, remember this, the outrage that not only was appropriate there in Billings and across the state of Montana, but I think that story then became a national discussion, and people were more than outraged. There was, with good reason. I mean, there's not a word or a phrase or a sentence or even a paragraph that can describe how anyone who had a conscience would feel about this. And it just goes back to trying to figure out who in the heck sits in these judgeships, and what do they have, any common sense? Do they have supposedly regard for the law? What about regard for this 14-year-old? And to say, basically, if I heard you correctly, he blamed her as much as he blamed him.
Exactly, but he then recanted his statement saying, well, maybe it was a little bit too harsh. But this, you know, hit Fox News, and Fox News came to Billings, and they followed the judge. Jesse Walters followed the judge. And, you know, so Fox News crews were here in town and everything. And this judge, of course, they wanted him to resign. Of course, his term is up at the end of this year, and he's not going to run again because I don't think he'd get that many votes.
Yeah. So what happens to the family, the victim's mother? This girl commits suicide. What are her friends in high school saying? Just kind of describe the tone there locally. We understand what the tone nationally was, but what was the tone? You said there were protests, but
there was tons of protest, and the mother, when the judge came down with his sentence, basically said a few choice words in the court. The school district settled for $91,000 because, of course, the guy was employed by the school district. But mother was very, very upset, and the judge got a lot of hate mail and this and that.
So there is a suggestion here that there are people who approved of the changing of the sentence, which where I got confused. Who approved that this guy ought to have a 30-day sentence for raping this 14-year-old girl?
Well, that was purely the judge that decided that one.
No, I understand that. But under the circumstances, there was a review. Did I read that there was a review of this on the state Supreme Court level of the sentence?
Yeah, there was. And, of course, our county attorney, you know, took this in front of the Supreme Court and, you know, pled his case and everything. And then our new attorney general, kind of got in the middle of it, too, and, basically took it to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, hey, this isn't going to roll because you look in the statutes of the state of Montana, and basically this guy should have got 2 years.
So will he have a review, and will he actually go to jail if the minimum sentence was 2 years? This guy's he's not still a teacher. I can't imagine he's still a teacher.
No, they kicked him out.
But he's still wandering around the streets of Billings or somewhere in Montana, so if they grab him, they don't have to retry him. They just have to resentence him. How sticky is that wicket?
It's not going to be. I believe that he's going to get. They're going to put a new judge on the case, and he's going to get his time, and he's going to go back to prison. I have no doubt on that one.
Guys that commit rapes of young girls when they go to prison don't last very long.
No. They're not the favorite people in the jailhouse.
No. All right. Well, we have a better feel for this story now, Scott. Thanks very much. Scott Fredericks follows this program on News Talk 730 KYAA in Billings, Montana, the seat of the crime, if you will. 51 past the hour. Another story explained, hopefully, well for you here on the Good Day program.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for a visit with Dr. Ken Kronos, one of the medical experts here on the Good Day program, with his overview of some of the important medical news this week, brought to you in part by the folks who bring you Heart Factors Plus, the way to boost your own body and its nitric oxide levels. Why is this important? You're a cardiologist, Ken. People give you a lot of street cred when it comes to recommendations for products like this.
Doug, to every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performing in the bedroom. Heart Factors Plus can help. Listen to Paul from New Jersey. I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus. Not only has it resolved my blood pressure to a healthy level, it's decreased the swelling in my feet. I definitely will reorder Heart Factors Plus. It's an astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all natural ingredients. They've been shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improve sexual function, and increase circulation throughout the body. Imagine better doctor visits, improved sexual function, and enhanced everyday life. Heart Factors gives you power. And it does. And if it does not work, get your money back, no questions asked.
This is something to be very pleased with. It's a great product recommended by Dr. Ken without reservation. 800-621-6313. Help yourself to a longer, healthier life. 800-621-6313. 621-6313. Heart Factors Plus. Mention Dr. Ken, and you'll get an extra bottle of the product. Also, a free bottle of PT9. 800-621-6313. Stronger muscles, a better heart, more blood flow to your head. All around, you're a winner. Heart Factors Plus. Don't wait. Order it today. 800-621-6313. Maybe a good thing to give your mother for Mother's Day. Why not? Get her heart working as well as it can. All right, into the issues. Nail salon ultraviolet lamps. Skin cancer risk, yes or no?
Not really. Journal of the American Medical Association Dermatology this week. The ultraviolet lamps, Doug, used in some nail salons to dry and cure nail polish, deliver the same hazardous rays as tanning beds, but it would take many manicures to actually cause damage. After testing 17 different lamps in nail salons, these researchers calculated that it would take between 8 and 208 visits, depending on the machine, to damage skin cells in a way that raises skin cancer. But there's no need to stop going for a manicure. Here's the good news, unless you're going multiple times a month.
All right. The link to vitamin D and its importance once again showing up when it comes to men and the risk for prostate cancer, right?
Clinical cancer research this week, Doug. Lack of vitamin D increases the chances of men at high risk of prostate cancer being diagnosed with an aggressive and potentially deadly form of the disease. It's a good idea to get your vitamin D level checked on a yearly basis. If you are deficient, you and your doctor can make a plan on how to reverse it through diet, supplements, or other therapies.
Anti-appetite, a molecule that may, if you are eating enough fiber, be the key to doing what?
This is very exciting. Nature Communications this week, the discovery of an anti-appetite molecule, Doug, which tells the brain to stop eating, makes a medication to switch off hunger a possibility in the future. Acetate is the anti-appetite molecule, which is naturally released to the brain when fiber is digested. Acetate reduces appetite when directly applied into the bloodstream, the colon, or the brain.
All right, finally, the high doses that some children are getting of antidepressants can be a link to what?
This is the JAMA Network journals this week. When prescribing antidepressants for teens and young adults, doctors, Doug, should not start with high doses of the drugs because it might raise the risk of suicidal behavior. Younger patients who begin treatment with higher than recommended doses of antidepressants are more than twice as likely to try to harm themselves as those who are initially treated with the same drugs at lower recommended doses.
And keep them away from the sugar cereals, right?
Exactly.
Same thing, yeah. Really amazing. All right, great information. Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You can check him out at drkenshow.com. Ask him a question. We'll answer it on our weekend get-together, the Weekend Good Day program focused on your health with Dr. Ken and me here.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.